DW.
There are 100 goats at the Canapla goat farm. One goat produces 2 to 3 litres of milk a day. It takes 1 litre of milk to make a cheese. So how many cheeses do they make a day on the Canapla goat farm? Come on, come on, that's right, 200 to 300. Farmer Joël Lhermitte sells some at his farm shop and some at local street markets. And now he's got this thing by the road in front of his farm.
We've got two simple vending machines here. Both are customized drink and sandwich dispensers. There's one with our goat's cheeses in it, fresh with chives, honey or wood ash, and one aged cheese which has a stronger taste. There's a neighbor's cow's milk cheese and butter and yogurt as well. Then there's a second machine which sells the eggs, tomatoes, honey and strawberries from another neighboring farm.
Lhermitte says that when he installed these machines 1 year ago, he had no idea how they'd affect sales. But the impact, he says, has been huge.
Si les gens veulent acheter nos fromages au magasin, c'est le mercredi, vendredi, samedi après-midi.
If people want to buy our cheeses at the farm shop, it's open on Wednesday, Friday and Saturday afternoons. We can't open for longer because we need to be looking after the goats or making the cheese. The big advantage with the vending machines is that people can stop off and buy our produce any time, and that has doubled our sales.
Les fromages à n'importe quel moment de la journée, même voire de la nuit. Ah, ça a doublé nos ventes.
I hang around in the sun waiting for a customer, admiring the hollyhocks growing next to the wooden milking shed that houses the vending machines. I don't have to wait long.
Je suis né à la campagne, mon père était cultivateur, on a mangé des produits.
I was born in the country. My father was a farmer, so we always ate fresh farm produce. So I like this a lot. The last time I was here, I bought apples from the machine, and they were really good. There's no village shop here, but now, if you need some eggs to make crepes, you can just pop out to the machine and get them.
On a besoin d'œufs pour faire des crêpes ou quelque chose, on vient ici, pouf, on a ce qu'il faut.
Drive around these parts and you'll soon see how automated farm shops are transforming rural life in France. There are, for example, over 40 machines selling potatoes in the Somme area alone, many at lower than supermarket prices. And the range of farm food is getting wider all the time. Meat is a big growth area, oysters, farm-made ice cream. Didier Filbing is the founder of a company that has now sold 300 purpose-built vending machines to farmers around France, many of them the size of shops with 200 compartments. His company is based near France's border with Germany, which is where he first saw automated farm shops. The machines themselves are made in Germany. He adapts them for the French market. You can use credit cards in his machines, for example. Already, he says, France has almost as many machines as the Germans, and this, he says, is only the beginning.
There are still 200,000 farms in France. And for vegetables only, we still have 35,000 farmers. And each of them wakes up every morning and wonders, how will I sell?
Filbing says automatic distribution is giving a new lease of life to some of his struggling farmer customers.
You know, I seldom get real figures. They say what they want, but one of them told me if I hadn't bought the machine, I would have closed last year. So the machine saved his farm. And we can speak on another level of an automatic vending machine of farm products, which is installed in a small village where nothing is left for the moment. Then again, you have a point where people can gather. We already saw that. And we have some customers who sell so much in the vending machines that they have to hire some extra workers in the fields. And on another level, again, I even remember someone who told me that before the vending machine was there, she was eating less vegetables. And vegetables are good for health.
Back at the goat farm, I bump into the neighbouring egg man who's come to fill up the machine with fresh eggs. He's got 4 machines now, he says. These eggs are sold at the same price as they would be in the supermarket, he says, but by selling direct, he's increased his income a lot. As for the goat cheese man, Joël Lhermitte,
I used to be happy to work with the supermarket chains, but now when they contact me, I don't call them back because I've got nothing left to sell.
John Norrison, DW, Canaples, France.
DW.